Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
As terrified investors watch wealth evaporate once again this morning, a look at the steady, calm nerves of steel required for real job creation.
The focus here has not been on aspirational businesses, but on real businesses with real products that people are actually willing to pay for. So not every single person here wants to be the next Mark Zuckerberg, and I think that that's a good thing.
Lost in the latest jobs report numbers, what it takes to create sustainable new jobs and growth. That's Micah Koch, who runs a jobs incubator in New York City, where being the next Zuckerberg is less important than finding the next paycheck. The young, hopeful face of entrepreneurship staring into the face of another global recession. It's the economy, stupid or not. It's what we got. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Friday, August 5th, tiptoeing towards the opening bell on Wall Street. Celeste is out today. Let's get a check in the morning's top news. All around the world this morning, the dominoes are dropping. European markets opened with a steep sell-off. Japan's Nikkei, markets in Australia, South Korea, and Hong Kong all closed down around 4%, echoing what happened yesterday on Wall Street. Tai Chi Group Associate Director Martin Hennecke says widespread concerns about sovereign debt and troubled economic leadership are to blame.
In the U.S. and in the Eurozone, you have basically the same problem now. You have a major debt crisis in both regions.
As we mentioned, the Dow is down more than 512 points yesterday in Wall Street's worst one-day points decline since the end of the financial crisis in December of 2008. Ted Weisberg, a trader with Seaport Securities, says it's a problem of uncertainty.
Right now, there's no question that investors have basically said, you can keep the cheese, let me out of the trap. So much of stock markets are based on confidence and clarity, and there's very little confidence at the moment.
Monthly jobs report out next hour isn't expected to offer much consolation. Economists expect the unemployment rate to remain unchanged at 9.2%. French President Nicolas Sarkozy and German Chancellor Angela Merkel will discuss the European sovereign debt crisis today. And President Obama visits Washington's Navy Yard later this morning. He's expected to unveil a proposal to give thousands of dollars in tax credits to companies that hire unemployed veterans. 1 million U.S. military veterans are out of work. The sound and sort of strategy of job creation is our focus in just a few minutes. The Senate is expected to approve a stopgap deal to end the FAA's two-week shutdown. The bipartisan compromise extends the FAA's operating authority through mid-September. Activists say Syrian troops have killed more than 100 people over the past 24 hours in the city of Hama, doubling their previous estimate. Government tanks are still in control of the city's center square, and phone lines, internet access, and electricity still out. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says President Bashar Assad's regime is responsible for more than 2,000 deaths estimated in the crackdown. Clinton is also calling on Islamist militants in Somalia to stop blocking deliveries of aid in the famine-hit areas it controls.
Al-Shabaab are preventing assistance to the most vulnerable populations in Somalia.
Thailand's parliament has elected Yingluck Shinawatra, the country's first female prime minister today. Her win comes a month after her party took a landslide victory in national elections. Texas jury has convicted polygamist leader Warren Jeffs on child sexual assault charges for what his church called spiritual marriages with young brides. Jeffs could face life in prison. The NFL officially back in business now. Players ratified that new 10-year collective bargaining agreement Among other things, the agreement opens the door for the NFL to become the first major sports league to test for human growth hormone as a condition of employment. Asian and European indices are down once again. Futures down on Wall Street. The Dow starts at 11,383. Gold is way up this morning, up $10 an ounce to about $1,669 an ounce. The S&P opens at 1,200. The NASDAQ opens at 2207. Again, all indices poised for a sell-off at the close, or at least at the open. Coming up this hour, look at the economy. The latest unemployment report comes out later today. We're going to talk to the Wall Street Journal's Kelly Evans. But in a few minutes, we're going to go inside an incubator for sustainable creation of new jobs. What's that sound like? What's it look like? We'll talk with someone who's actually doing it. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE with your solution. What's creating jobs sound like in your community?